Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Well, welcome, everybody. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio, BGE Radio. Just by the way, I want to let you know that this show is being featured as Blog Talk has been selecting many of Build, Grow, and Enjoy shows lately. So that's just awesome news that, you know, Build, Grow, and Enjoy is getting definitely noticed on the topics and, you know, just the information shared over the airways. But I do want to point out that this show is being featured through the Blog Talk Internet Radio Network, which is very huge, and we're blessed to be selected as being a featured show as within the last few weeks many of our shows have. So definitely ready to get the message out, the word out on, you know, the guests that I have on the air today and just what we have to share. It's 3-7-2012 and 3 p.m. ATL, 12 p.m. San Diego, Los Angeles. It's a beautiful, beautiful day here in Southern California. Blue skies and warm weather as usual. You guys already know, it's the Cali way. But I'm definitely missing the ATL, ready to get back. I'll see you guys at the end of the month. Going to be out in the city once again. You know, I've been doing the East Coast, West Coast thing for some time now. It's been a very exciting journey. But I'm ready to get back into the A and get in the mix and make sure I take care of my people in my city. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Live chat, as always, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Just want to point out to you guys that Sunday, March 11th, is a civil rights leader's birthday, and that's Reverend Ralph David Abernathy II. You guys know that recently with the Keystone Leadership Awards, I honored Reverend Abernathy III, his son, as our civil rights leader, Keystone leader for the year. And Reverend Abernathy II, his father, would have been 86 years old March 11th. So in honor of his birthday, Reverend Ralph David Abernathy III is preaching at his church, West Hunter Street Baptist Church. So definitely you guys get out there. If you guys haven't heard Reverend David Abernathy III preach, very powerful messages that he send out, definitely get out and hear him preach. 10:30 service out at, like I said, the Webster Street Baptist Church. It's something you don't want to miss. It's history. It's time for our generation as he speaks, and, you know, I speak with them to start picking up the movement and keep it moving. You know, we have to be the one to step forth, to create our own opportunity, and just making the change in our lives. You know, a lot has fallen in our community and throughout our lives, and a lot of people have suffered because of it. So it's time to pick up, move on, go forth, and it's definitely up to us. So get on out there, you guys. March 11th, Sunday, West Hunter Street Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, 10:30 a.m. Reverend David, Ralph David Abernathy III will be preaching for in honor of his father's birthday. So, you know, as we always say and as I always say, you guys know Build, Grow, and Enjoy is about that community empowerment, education, especially when it comes to financial literacy, just sharing my background with all of you, all that we, you know, just definitely what's needed in our lives today. So the movement continues. And with that, I have a very, very special guest today. Definitely a guy that's an example of from the hustle to the boardroom. Very passionate about what he has going on in the world of entertainment. And he's actually going to be speaking to you guys live from Beverly Hills, Hollywood, California. Very, very well known in the community. The man behind the happenings, you know, the Easy Way, CEO of WTV Network. And he's definitely here to speak with you guys. We're going to talk a little bit about who he is, what he has going on throughout the community of Hollywood, Beverly Hills, and the change that he is making. So, welcome, Eric.
Yeah, what's going on? BGE Radio. How's everybody doing?
Everybody is good. How's LA? Is it as beautiful as San Diego?
You know what? It's really nice. The weather is nice. It's a little cold though. It's actually a little bit more colder than normal. So I'm getting used to it though. I'm gonna go do that workout thing and make sure that I work up a sweat. So which I never really work out because I'm always on the computer, always on the phone, always on the email, and then I'm on again and again.
Well, Eric, you know, I don't even know where to start because, I mean, when I tell you, you are the man and the happenings out in Hollywood, I don't even know where to start. But we know who we're going to take this show because we're going to let them know who you are as CEO of WTV. But, you know, everyone knows you as that guy, the voice of the stars, you know, some of our favorite celebrities that you interview and work with the Easy Show out in Los Angeles. Definitely you are involved in the movement, entertainment industry. But what we want to know is who is Eric, you know, the CEO, the community advocate that's making this big difference out in the entertainment industry. So let them know, who are you, Eric, as the CEO of WTV Network?
Well, I wear a lot of hats, and really who I am is I'm just a godly person. I'm just someone that's opening doors and really, making another pathway for people to really walk on in the Hollywood entertainment industry, you know, and going along with the old guidelines of Hollywood, but doing it my own way, doing it the easy way. And what's happened is, you know, when you do it the easy way, when you do it the way that I've taught myself and had really, really strong mentors teach me how to do things, it's proven to be successful. And with WTV, it's a web TV network. It's very widely known. It started out as What You Need TV. Now that's actually a show of the network. And we've covered a lot of celebrities. And you can check out What You Need with the letter U .TV or WTV Networks. You can Google it, you know, and a lot of celebrities. It's kind of like a TMZ, like an E Entertainment combined. And speaking of E Entertainment, the co-founder of E is actually one of my mentors and on the board of my advisors and helping me a lot.
Definitely. And that's what it's all about, mentors, is people that can share past experiences to allow you to get to the next level. And that's what you've done. And, you know, a lot, I don't know, for those that don't know you, you know, you are a guy that's had a vision like all of us. You know, I had a vision with Bill, Girl, and Joy, and you took it to the next level. So just share real quickly on what was the motivation behind you taking, you know, WTV Network and creating an Easy Show to make it into such a powerful impact in Hollywood.
Well, before I start, Kalitha, I want to let everybody that's listening know that I'm live on Twitter right now at ericzuley, and I'm looking for your tweets. I'm looking for you to interact with me and Kalitha, the BZE Radio, while we're talking. So if you guys have any questions, I want to really interact with your fans. I want to meet your fans, all the people who are out in Atlanta. You know, I love ATL. I've never been there, but I'm waiting to go. You know, I want to definitely do the ATL love. As far as how I became what I am, a lot of now, I'm doing the same way that Big Boy in the Neighborhood of Power 106 did his thing. A lot of networking. a lot of follow-up. That's really key. It's all follow-up. I mean, I actually am planning on doing some seminars, and a lot of times I'll tweet, you know, little inspirational easy tips and things like that on how to be successful in the entrepreneurial or hosting or acting and, you know, the entertainment world. But really the key thing is when you're going to an event or you somebody or something happens, it's extremely key to use that email system. There's email, and it was created for a reason. Because you can talk all day long. You can meet somebody at an event, and you can say, hey, yeah, this and that, everything sounds great. But the second you set that card down, you made a mistake. The second you get home, you need to take that card, put it in your database. You always need to have an email database. That's key. And you need to call those people. Hey, remember me? Remember I was wearing this and I was wearing that? Another tip for everybody listening is wear something that's going to make you stand out. That way they remember you. You know what I mean? Like, I actually got a hotline coming out. It's the easy hotline by dazzleme.com. And the hats have, like, symbols and things to make people remember and recognize you when they meet you. And that's one of the reasons I made those hats is because they have messages to them. It's inspirational. But mainly, people need to remember who you are. Because remember, when people are going to an event, They meet tons and tons and tons of people. They're not going to remember you unless you sit there talking with them for a long time or whatever, but you always got to have a key feature or something that they remember, so when you call them back, yeah, remember me, I was wearing that black hat with a giant key on it. Bam.
Right.
It's an instantaneous, it's an image that they remember in their head, and, oh, yeah, yeah, and then the conversation, you know, put it in your phone, talked about this and this and this, so you can remember who they are. You know, follow-up is just really, really, really key. And every time I meet somebody, I mean, I could go to an event and I'll network with probably 25 to 50 people, an event, and I will network and follow up with those people the next day. And the next thing I know, the next couple of days, I'm in meetings with those people, and I get to know them. And it's contact management. You have to stay in contact with your contacts. And the more it grows, you just build your team to maintain it. That's the best key I can give yourself.
Right. Well, you know, I got to piggyback off of that because you hit it on the nail. You got to separate yourself from the pack because, you know, we were at the, you know, and you were there too. I was hosting at the 19th annual MMPA Oscar, and I showed up in a pink dress. It was by accident. Now, but everyone remembers me. Oh, yeah, the girl in the bright pink dress. So
exactly.
That is possible.
I saw you working that fashion, girl. You started a little bit too early, though, because Fashion Week was in a couple of weeks afterwards.
Right. Well, I got to say that was absolutely great to share. Now, another big thing that's going on with you, one of the biggest things that, you know, with this vision you had, you know, and you have with running your company, WTV Network, is that you have the Easy Show. And it's about to go to the next level. So can you share a little bit of what's going on with the Easy Show, the latest that's going on with that?
Oh, the Easy Show, letter E, letter Z, is really going fantastic. And, you know, basically after a lot of my accomplishments, I've been in the industry for about 8 years now, and a lot of the networking that we're talking about has paid off to turn into a system. It works. So what I did, I mean, I've always been a host. I've always interviewed. I actually came into this industry as a host, doing red carpets. I created a YouTube channel and built my way up from there. And I'm recognized and known as a host in Hollywood. So I decided to start a talk show. And what happened is we did a co-production deal with a company called Pepper J Productions. And a lot of people don't even know this. You're actually getting the first scoop of the real deal of the Easy Show. So this is a BGE radio exclusive right here. Pepper J Productions actually it's the productions for Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment, Actors E-Chat. They have millions and millions of people that watch their stuff. They're very large. They're on public access television. Pepper J's been in business for well over 30 years. Very, very good friend of mine. And, you know, I just decided to finally not play around as a host anymore. And I thought about, okay, I want to do a talk show. So I started reaching out to my friends and started reaching out to some connections to really do it for real. So we're in pre-production right now and development of the intro and really just getting the show right. And the launch is coming up on March 25th. You'll have to see who the first guest is going to be. It's going to be awesome. And I'll give you a hint. It is one of the people we've been promoting the last couple of weeks. And basically it's a show about, it's a celebrity talk show, kind of like Jimmy Kimmel and Oprah and the whole thing that what talk shows do. But the extra niche of it is you guys out there that are listening right now, we are going to be taking submissions to help you. If you're an actor, if you're an artist, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a producer, if you're a director, we're going to be taking submissions to open doors for you and give you the opportunity to do it the easy way. And because of the way that the empire and everything has been structured and been grown, we have over 7 to 8 YouTube partner channels that we have contacts and access to put you on. We have tons of blog relationships. My blog gets an average of probably 500 to 1,500 hits a post. You know, we just posted a post with Perez Hilton and a deal we're doing in China with Hello Hollywood and Meitan Development Group. I mean, we do a lot of really awesome posts that really people interact with and they watch. So when you interact with the brand, you are going to get out there. People are going to see you. And then my database is you know, major music people and movie people and legitimate people in the industry that can help you, providing you have that talent. We're just helping to really put you out there into the right hands. And we actually take your resume. We show you here's where you are now. And now here's where you're at after being on the Easy Show. And a lot of times it's proven to have success after being on the show or doing it the easy way, because my connections and my contacts and my supporters and the people that support me are legitimate industry leaders in the industry, and I've networked to that point. So I think that the show's going to be really successful, very funny. I hope you guys think I'm funny. Well, I haven't been funny yet, but pretty soon you'll hear the funniness, and I'm a host, and the show's really entertaining, and I get celebrities to do crazy, stupid, fun things. You'll love it.
Well, how can those on the East Coast, us on the East Coast, can tune into your show? How can they tune in?
Well, we're going to be launching it, and it's going to be on the Easy, letter E, letter Z, show.com, which currently right now is a WordPress blog, and we post a lot of great stuff, so you can check it out. But when we launch it, you're going to see a whole new talk show, really, really cool website. And I don't know exactly what Pepper J Productions and a couple other partners and people that are involved is going to be doing with it, but, you know, there's possibilities that it may be on TV, it may be on, you know, you can also check out my show on Hot Talk LA. I have a radio podcast on HotTalkLA.com, so it'll be on there. It'll be on, it'll probably be broadcasted in China, because I do have a deal with Hello Hollywood and Maytown Development Group, and they got tons of great things going on. And, yeah, it'll also be broadcast on a lot of different blogs and a lot of the relationships that I have with media, and that's, like, the whole premise of it. It's not just one show. It's, you know, I also have my network. I have my TV network. So the content will be distributed to a lot of things. So who knows? I mean, I was just on Big Boy in the Neighborhood. I was on Power 106, and me and Big Boy got along great. I'm not saying it's going to be, but who knows? You know, like, it's all about you.
ATL, and for Atlanta, you know, Big Boy is like Wanda and Frank in the ATL. So he's huge here on the West Coast. So awesome. Now, another thing that speaking of China, Paris Hilton just recognized on Gossip Girl the TV way, correct?
Correct, yes. Paris Hilton just recognized that basically the company that we work with, I'm actually I have a segment on a show called Hello Hollywood. My mentor is Larry Namer, and he's the co-founder of E! And the founder of Maytown Development Group. And basically, Maytown Development Group is doing a production of Gossip Girl. They're taking what Gossip Girl was out here in Los Angeles, and they're bringing it to China. So they've already done, I believe, 12 or 13 episodes. It's all done. They're doing it with Warner Brothers and a whole bunch of other big entities. You can check out the blog. And it's just going to be a really big deal. So in my opinion, what I see Larry Namer doing is kind of creating a Viacom in China. And so that was a really big story. You can check out the blog. And Perez happened to, you know, grab it and do what he does and talk a smack. So go check it out.
Well, it doesn't stop there for you, Eric. I mean, you have you were just announced at the 19th annual MMPA Oscar luncheon that you are now on the board of the MMPA. You even got an award after yourself with the MM named after yourself, the MMPA, with Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson. City officials give you awards. I mean, just numerous awards received in your honor because of the impact that you have going on out in Hollywood. A huge community advocate. So tell us a little how you are giving back in that arena throughout the community in L.A.
Well, first of all, I got to say, you guys listen to an awesome host, because she does the research. She knows more about me than I know about me. But so thumbs up, props. But as far as that goes, I've known Jarvie for quite some time, and I've had a lot of accomplishments with charity and humanity and helping entrepreneurs. And I like to help, and I like to use God's gifts to reward other people. So I got blessed, and I got recognized for that. So what happened is the Multicultural Motion Picture Association actually created a category, and the category is like how to do it the easy way of the MMPA. And I got an award named after my name, my nickname in the industry, called the Easy Achievement Award. So on the 25th, we're actually going to be giving that to an entrepreneur that we feel that has needs to be honored and needs to be recognized for their hard work and accomplishments, and they've done good things for other people in the community and kind of followed in my footsteps. So that was an honor, and I got that award, and I'm actually, I believe, the only entrepreneur in history that's had an award actually named after them. It's one thing to get an award, but it was a blessing and an honor to actually have it named after me, and that I was looked at and respected enough to have a category created of an entity that works with people like Magic Johnson and the mayor of L.A. And, and I'm on the board, and I'm doing what I can to help the brand. And they help students, and they do scholarship funds and a lot of stuff with film, and they do the diversity awards every year. And it's an honor to be a part of the organization.
You the man, you the man. Just a lot of passion, driven, hard work, and, you know, definitely in, as a part of this movement that's going forth. But we are going to take a quick break, Eric, and when we return, I got a little something to share with you, so I hope I don't make you blush, but we'll be right back.
All right.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And welcome back, very special broadcast being featured on Blog Talk through the Blog Talk Network today on 3-7-2012 at 12:21 p.m. here on the West Coast, 3:21 in ATL. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com, speaking with Mr. Eric Zulli, CEO of WTV Network, calling in live from Hollywood, California. Eric, before I make you turn red, we got a couple of callers, and I just want to take some callers. You know, I'm sure they want to call in and, you know, send some shots out or got some questions. So let's take these calls, and then I'm going to give you some.
All right.
Caller, are you there? Caller
912-5773. How you doing?
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You got a question for Eric?
Well, I tell you what, Madam Jenkins, over here in the ATL, I sit here and I wonder exactly what am I doing on this broadcast, and then I sit here and I listen to this gentleman speaking of the easy way, and I'm going to tell you something. Before you let him off of your line today, make sure, please, I beg of you, to give him my phone number. Tell him more explicitly of what I stand for, because I'm going to tell you something. That man's talking more angles than Van Camp's got beanie weenie, and if he doesn't have the hustle to the boardroom, I don't know what he's got. And I'm going to tell you, that's one man right there I want on my team. Do you hear me?
Eric, how can this is James Napier. This is James Napier. He's the founder of the Survivors Club out in Atlanta, associate pastor for a huge church out in Atlanta. But Eric, let him know how he can contact you.
Hey, man, how you doing? You can email me at EZ at theezshow.com.
Got it, James?
All right, I've got that, Ms. Khalifa.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, James, and continued blessings.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a great day.
Take another caller. Hi, caller 310-6692. How are you?
Caller shy.
Thanks, proud of it. Well, so, Eric. Guess who emailed me, Eric?
Who emailed you, Khalifa?
Your fiance.
My fiance? I'm just kidding. You mean,
is this true? Your fiance?
We can't put my personal life out there. Are you talking about Byling?
Well, everyone's saying that Miss Ling, you know, y'all might got something going on. Is this true or just a rumor? It's probably a rumor, huh? But she emailed me.
who knows? You know, I've known Byling for a while. We'll see what happens.
That's what I had to share with you to make you blush a little, but you know, I just definitely wanted to throw that out there. But she's an awesome, awesome girl herself. I met her at the Oscar luncheon. Oh my gosh, she is so hilarious. And you know, you got a lot of videos with her also, but yeah, definitely in the mix of things she has going on too. But an awesome girl. But she did email me. I'm actually gonna
If your fans want to go to my YouTube channel or my blog, youtube.com/ericzuley, I am proposing to Byling, and I am talking to 9100 stars, and you know, check out the videos. That's all I have to say.
Well, All right. Well, what else is going on with you, Eric? What else additional information you'd like to share with what's going on with the TV show and WTV network, what we haven't touched? You know, like I said, you know, everyone knows you as, you know, the easy way, and, you know, doing it the easy way. But like I said, in Bill Brunner Joe, I wanted to know who you were as a CEO. So is there something you would like to add for the listeners to hear about you?
Well, I mean, I'd love to tell your listeners, Kalitha, that I have a group on Facebook, which is HollywoodTheEasyWay.com, spelled letter E, letter Z. And then I also have my Facebook, and I'd love for anybody that wants to get in contact with me to go to Facebook and like the page, Facebook.com/EricZuliFans. My Twitter, same thing. Which I'm still waiting for you guys' tweets, man. I'm feeling no love here. Where's the tweets at? I want to answer your questions. But you know, I love to talk a little bit about. We have a publicity and management company as well. I'm a 50% owner in a publicity and management marketing company we've had for a long time, and you know, we specialize in branding. You know, so if you have anybody out there that that listens to your show that needs their brand branded and put all over the planet, and really in a good light that helps get them business, that's what we do as well. And I appreciate your time and letting me. And promote that, but I mean, really, if your listeners want to know about me, it's just ericzuley.com. That's my blog, and a lot of what I do, I'm always post on that. And I have a flip cam, and I go around Hollywood, and I'm always with celebrities. I'm always with, you know, I'm always in different situations. The videos are a lot of fun. You know, I'm a social media freak. I'm always tweeting, and I love to interact with people. So, you know, if anybody has any questions for me, or anybody ever wants to get on the blog, or wants to go to any of our events, we have about 6 coming up this month. Fashion Week's coming up. We have Fashion on the Reel coming up. We have my birthday, which is the launch on the 25th. I'm going to be at.
Happy birthday! You are Pisces.
I am Pisces. My actual birthday is on the 18th, so I am Pisces. And which means I'm a go-getter, I'm ambitious, I'm a sweetheart, if you read about the Pisces thing. And you know, the launch is going to be on the 25th, it's going to be awesome. And we have a special guest from Glee. I can't mention who it is, but it is an actual reoccurring character on Glee on the first season that's going to be performing. It's going to be real hot, and then I want to say happy birthday to my girl, Lunel. If anybody's out there is a fan of Lunel, you know, she was on Borat, and she's 35 and ticking. She's a big actress, comedian. A lot of people know Lunel, and that's my girl. I want to say happy birthday to her. I want to give a shout-out to my girl in New York, because she just texted me and said, I'm listening. I love New York, VH1. And, you know, I'm just keeping it moving, and I hope your listeners start doing it the easy way. If they have any questions about it, it's just a positive movement. I'm a godly person, and yeah, I love to help people, and I'm just, you know, moving along. And I got a couple movies coming out too, so if you want to check out my IMDb, you know, if you can kind of research that. I've done movies. I want to say thank you to AEM management for helping me out get my first commercial, the whole Axe body spray thing in South America, Avenue Entertainment Management. I did a big commercial in South America and Argentina. The limo splits in half. I'm with beautiful girls. They crash me into some rocks and the beautiful girls. The guy with the Axe body spray gets the girls. And there's just a lot of cool stuff. I mean, I can talk forever, but I'd really love to hear what your listeners want to ask, because that's you know, I'm like a speaker, mentor, advisor. You know, and the more I learn, the more I love to pass it down. And we're going to be doing events actually coming up called Brand Me Wednesdays, or I don't know exactly what day we're going to do, but we're actually going to teach people how to use social media to their advantage, how to use a lot of the newer age technology to making them successful, making them money, how to take their connections and turning that into money. You know, I mean, there's a lot of the easy way tips and whatnot. So if any of your listeners want to tune in and want to learn that movement, they just go to that blog and check out the YouTube channels. We have whatyouneed.tv, which is a really cool kind of like TMZ/E entertainment type of YouTube channel. Please subscribe. So then we have my YouTube channel, and we also have WTV Networks. We're going to be covering a lot of really, really cool stuff coming up. I'll be popping all over the place. And just please don't hesitate to interact with me. I'm shutting up now.
Well, Easy. Well, we definitely want to see you come to the ATL. I hope you come to the second annual of this Going to Enjoy Keystone Leadership. It's going to be in January 2013. So we would love to have you down in the Dirty South.
Yeah, I'd love to come down and check it out and meet some of the ATL people and see what you're doing, Khalifa, and I love what you're doing. It's very positive. And maybe if my hat line will be finished, maybe I can bring some of my hats down and pass out some of the hats. And, you know, if anybody out there likes the doors or, you know, like those golf type of hats. And I'm a fedora guy, so if you got the fedora girls, the fedora guys, I got a fedora hat when I come out.
We would definitely appreciate that. And you have a happy birthday, you Pisces. You definitely, you know, I love you guys. I love the Pisces. You guys are definitely passionate about what you do. So thank you, Eric, for joining Bill Gordon and joining, just speaking with me today. It was absolutely a pleasure. We appreciate your difference and your contribution that you're making in the entertainment world. I can definitely say that you are on your destiny, and just know that what we have for you, no one can stop. So keep doing what you do. Keep them first in what you're doing and your calling. And, you know, the sky's the limit for you. But definitely continued blessings to you and WTV Network and the Easy Show.
Thank you, Khalifa. I appreciate it. Shout out to BGE Radio. It's your man Eric Easy Zulu, hardest working man in Hollywood. And I love ATL. Woo! Yeah.
And there you guys have it, the man behind the happenings in the entertainment industry, Mr. Eric Zulli, CEO of WTV Network, The Easy Show, Beverly Hills, California, Hollywood, California. Follow him, you guys. You can check him out, ericzulli.net. You can Google his name. You'll find practically everything on him. And that's ERIC ZULEY. So just reach out to him. ATL, I know you're listening. He's the guy, you know, that transition is happening in Atlanta on that entertainment. He's the guy you want to contact. So do it the easy way. BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Get on over there. Join into the network. If you keep up a who's who and what's going on with Bill Grow and Enjoy, there's a lot to store. You know we're growing rapidly, so I'm getting a rush of different people that wants to come on the air and really speak out, like, you know, people like Mr. Zulli, that's making the difference that can help you go forth and what you have going on in your life and your calling. And, you know, that's what it is about, just empowering your life so that you can thrive. And that's just what it's all about. So we thank Eric, The Easy Way, The Easy Show, WTV Network, and that's going to conclude our show today. Ladies, get on WorkingDivas.com. I'm going to definitely send a shout-out to that. There's some great articles that I have up. Ms. Karen, she has a few articles up also, and definitely go listen to Karen. She is rocking it. I listened to my cousin yesterday on the air, and when I tell you I was jamming, oh, my goodness. So just get on over there, WTLC. You can go to KarenBond.com, follow her, and tune into her show because she is hot and rocking it back on the air. So, like I said, that's going to conclude us for today, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Archive show is going to be up at the end of the show. So get on over to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, download it, tweet it, whatever you need to do. Share it. Let everyone hear about Mr. Zulli because he is the man that's making it happen and the man that can help you with his business and share his experiences. So we are back on Monday, everyone. Have a blessed day, blessed rest of your week. Steve Crow Group will be on the air on Monday. Chairwoman, Ms. Carolyn Mendez. Unique, very, very low-key behind the scenes. Christian business owners and CEOs with wealth of $1 million and above right there in Georgia. So you guys want to tune in and hear about this group. So definitely, GrowAndEnjoy.com. Change is happening. The movement is alive. Get on over to listen to Mr. the Reverend Abernathy, March 11th, in honor of his father's 86th birthday, and speak to you guys on Monday. Continue to go forth. God bless. And as always, what I tell you guys, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.